neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kadosh, Esav at age of 63. He is 63 years old, so he has lots of high hope. So he comes to his Abba with the food that he prepared, and he was asked who he is. So he replies that he's the older son, Esav, and he's here to get a bracha from his dear Abba. So the Abba says, I'm sorry, your younger brother was here and he received the bracha. So what is his first response when he hears that his brother was already came in before him? What was his first response? What was his first response? What did he say anything? No, you didn't say anything? You listened to the parasha yesterday? Yeah. What did he say?
It was in Hebrew. He said that this time was for me, Yahweh, something like that.
So all of a sudden he has kind of doubt and confusion that his brother, after 63 years old, that his name has a lot of musama. He says, that's why he's called Yaakov. That's the first thing he says. What is he talking about? He lost his bracha, right? Remember? Yeah. So why all of a sudden he's worried about his brother's name?
Because that name
intrigued him. The name?
The naming is whose responsibility, the parents.
Okay.
So why did they call him Esav to begin with?
But so before we get to the Esav, let's see what he is all about. But was he worried or so shocked? He says, that's why he's called Yaakov. What does it mean? So he says, that's why he's called Yaakov. And then, what did he say? He took my firstborn, right? Now he took my blessing. What is he talking about? Here, Esav actually is teaching us a very, very important lesson. Why he was called Yaakov? Why? Why the name of Yaakov? The Torah says, Chazaka Baruch, very nice. Because at the time of the birth, he was grabbing the heel of Esav. So what should he be called? What should he be called?
Grabber.
Exactly. Well, how do you say that in Hebrew? What do you say?
Jose.
Huh? Ekev. Yaakov should be called?
Ekev.
That's what his name is. He's Ereb. He grabbed my heel. He's Ereb. What does Yaakov mean?
Future.
Yaakov means he's going to do it
again.
So he said, see? That's why he's called Yaakov. He didn't do it only once to me, the grab, and then he grabbed again my bracha. Now he grabbed my
blessing.
Now here, Esav Esav is teaching us a very, very important lesson, and that is, we are called what? Bnei Yaakov. We are Bnei Yaakov. What is that Bnei Yaakov means? What does it mean?
We are the son of the one who keeps grabbing.
The children of grabbers. What does it mean? Here, Esav is saying, these people, even little bitty, they're not going to let go. They keep grabbing and grabbing and grabbing and grabbing. They never give up. They never lose hope. You never seem unhappy. They are always smiling, full of spirit, full of energy. And that's an unbelievable thing. Why? Because we see when Esau was born, what was Yaakov supposed to do? What was he supposed to do? At the birth, what was he supposed to do?
They didn't get out and don't bother.
Exactly. Baruch. He's out. What am I going to do? He's out. I lost it. But what did he do?
He didn't give up.
Even the last minute, he grabbed them. He said, okay, you know, he jumped out. But he was not supposed to jump out. I was supposed to be the firstborn. But you know what? Even the last minute, he grabbed them. And actually, the whole scenario that we see, he went in. Ibrahim was informed that he has to go in by Shomayim. And Abba didn't find out who he is. Why? Because he grabbed them. That's why. And that's why Esav said, he is Yaakov. It's not like one of those, you don't know who you are. You don't know who you're dealing with. So that means sometimes, what is it left? What am I going to do? And that's what the Esav is teaching now. He said, no, there's just a Yehudi, even the little bit is left, he grabs it. That's what Hashem is expecting from us. The Chas V'Shalom said, no, there's nothing left. What am I going to do? My life is this. Chas V'Shalom. Chasu Shalom. The Yehudi should not forget. Every little bit that is left, it can bring such a Yeshua. And Shem is like, you know, is that Hashem to follow?
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone, Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone, Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.